Once you've learned your alphabet, it seems easy, but if you look carefully at the process that you've been through learning it in early life, then it's not as easy as all that. And the reason is that the 26 letters of the alphabet are supposed to do duty for 40-something phonemes of English. And although some of the letters of the alphabet are nice and easy, P normally is a P sound, the vowels A, E, I, O, and U have to do duty for a whole variety of different vowel sounds, and they do it in a whole variety of dialects. So when you are learning the alphabet, what often happens is you have to learn first that the little round bit with a stick on it is both a P and a B, depending on which way round and whether they're up or down. And then there's D as well, that's a round little thing with a stick on the end. So the matter of the perception of the letter itself and recognizing that whether it's the little stick is up or down and whether the circle is this way or that way, that itself is a task. After that, you are often given a word that has the letter at its beginning. So P is for pat and B is for bat. So you learn that some letters, anyway, sometimes represent particular sounds. It's a start, but there's much more to learning to read than learning to recognize the alphabet.